This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we are going to be moving on to our story, which is about contact tracing solutions for OKUs and whether or not they're effective. So we're talking about this because the creators of the Selangkah app have created the Selangkad. And this is basically a physical card with a unique QR code that is an alternate option for checking into a location. So, for example, a store owner could scan this card instead of asking people to use their own devices, which may be less accessible, also more time intensive. And at the moment, this card is specifically reserved for people with disabilities. Selangkah says that the new initiative is part of their commitment to inclusivity, and people with disabilities can sign up via WhatsApp. So that number is 014-302-5655. Again, that's 014-302-5655. I'll say it again later anyway, but that's if you wanted to get a Selangkad. You can also get someone to sign up on your behalf. The card can be used for areas outside Selangor, but the premises do need, of course, to have the Selangkah QR poster for it to work. And I think this prompted us to, just want to hear from people within the OKU community to understand really how have the new norms and the SOPs been like? Because a lot of us have had our own struggles in terms of adjusting. We've had conversations about digital literacy, just about, you know, getting used to it, really, getting used to having to do it all the time. And I do wonder for people who have different abilities, whether or not, you know, that the considerations are going to shift and change. So after this, we will be speaking with Moses Chu, who is the Executive Director of the National Council for the Blind, to get his perspective. But if you'd like to share your thoughts on what contact tracing apps have been like, whether you think that they are sufficiently accessible and inclusive, you can let us know. That number to call, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we are talking today about the importance of inclusivity when it comes to contact tracing and the apps that we are now being asked to use all the time in line with the new normal and the SOPs, and whether or not they do enough for people with disabilities. And so we're talking about this because the creators of the Selangkah app have created the Selangkad. So that is a physical card with a QR code that could serve as an alternative to using your device. And we just really wanted to hear how it's been like for our fellow Malaysians who have different abilities. So we're crossing over on the line now to Moses Chu, Executive Director of the National Council for the Blind. Moses, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good evening, Lynn.
So I wanted to know how you've been doing throughout the various iterations of the MCO, because we've had quite a few now, and also what it's like for you at the moment when you head out to the shops or restaurants at the moment.
Ah, the new order. Yeah. Well, everybody says the word of the new order, but it is really a very broad-based kind of things that we got to do. Interestingly, some people may not realize that people with disabilities also have to check in. And I must admit that there are instances that they let us go without checking in, all right? But it's not a complaint. It's just that it's just too bad. Some people think that it's too clumsy to get blind people to check in, to use your app, okay? But again, there are no doubt the government has just mentioned about the necessity of using one app, which is MySejahtera, okay, which they just announced recently. But my experience is, depending where you go, some people ask you to check in using Facebook. Someone told me you can use WeChat. But I think everybody should be using Sejahtera, MySejahtera, because how can we have so many kinds of records? And my experience of MySejahtera, well, at the beginning, it was a bit of the server was jammed, and those of us who registered had lots of issues. But by now, most of the issues have been settled, I think. At least I now would like, I like to use MySejahtera app because it's convenient. You don't need to do much. Even a blind person can actually scan, because QR code is interesting because you don't need to be that close. Even at a very far distance, you can scan. So you can scan, and blind people don't really have to adjust their phone that well, you know.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, you know, in terms of, so for a lot of us, I think it's almost muscle memory at this point. You know, we've become very accustomed to it. Are there any differences, do you think, in terms of the process of checking into places for you outside of using the different apps? But if you take us through how it is that you get ready to enter a space, for example, using MySejahtera, what is that like?
Okay, if it is a regular place that I'm aware of, okay, then I, for a fact, I know that they are going to use MySejahtera app. I will prepare in advance before I arrive at the place. But the only point is, as of even last weekend, I don't think everyone is using MySejahtera app. So the places that are new, the moment I reach there and they tell me, you know, even joining the queue, you may not know what app they are using. All right? Only when you come right in front, you try to use your MySejahtera app and they say, no, we cannot use MySejahtera. Then you start grouping around for the right app, okay, or for the right things to do. And I think human beings are that way. It is going to be so leche. It's going to be so much of, you're going to hold back the queue. They might scan our temperature and let us go. So we may not even check in. If it is some, this is my personal experience. They just ask me to go, because I'm holding up the jam.
And outside of using the apps themselves,
okay,
do you find that people are sufficiently attentive, I think? Because the truth is that for most of us, when we go, I know that there have been many times that I've scanned my own temperature because nobody came to the front, you know, in order to actually help me out with that. So I'm just curious, you know, for you, when you do enter the door or when you're waiting in line, mm-hmm. have people been sufficiently helpful and communicative?
I must say no. I think the public is still not... they don't think it is that serious, so they don't. If you skip and don't scan, the person before you or behind you may not even prompt you. Okay, and it's very often I don't scan because I don't know where I must scan. For blind people, they just walk through. Okay, especially those when you're walking past early morning, you know, the LRT stations. I don't know what time they come on shift, but quite often I have walked through without scanning, I must admit. I mean, if it's later afternoon or late morning, then the chances are, we try to scan. For example, where Brick Fuse is and a lot of blind people are gather and they move around, we actually walk to the monorail station and we go and ask the guard to scan us. You know, we don't just walk through. So those are the places that we know for a fact that there is a person in charge scanning. But some places, when we're early in the morning, I don't think the stations are mended at all.
And you've touched on, I think, a few different points about why in some cases the applications are not the most friendly. If you could distill that, what have been some of the main difficulties you've encountered?
No uniformity, I told you just now. That's yep. One main thing. Okay. And to be frank, I have only installed MySejahtera. There was a particular bank that told me I had to use Facebook. I just told them, you write my name and my contact number because I don't know what they wanted me to do, okay? We were not told in advance, and that was my first attempt walking into that bank, and they told me I must use Facebook. So I thought, what, using Facebook and check-in? And that one, I believe you need to type in a lot of things if you are first time, okay? Besides that, recently, last weekend, someone told me to use WeChat to check in. I, for one, don't use WeChat. because I lost my account, and trying to install it has been difficult because somehow it automatically talks in Chinese. I don't know why. So I gave up. So I cannot, if you want me to do WeChat, I cannot check in. You know? So how can I can't help, even if I want to be a loyal citizen and do my part, I can't do it. Because I don't know what to do. But I was happy when the government said that, you know, they want to mandatory ask everyone to use my WeChat card.
Which is definitely the direction that the government is moving in. So in closing then, Moses, when it comes to outside of just the applications and the QR codes and consolidating that, if we looked at the entire process of contact tracing that most places seem to be applying and the SOPs that we know of, what would improve it for blind people in particular?
Okay, while my Sejahtera app is quite well developed now, but it would have been better and before implementation that they had consulted, at least in my, in this case here is the blindness organization. We will be there to assist in testing and seeing how it would make things easier for the blind to use and give them suggestions. And unfortunately, this is one case whereby we didn't know anything until the app came out, you know, and we were trying to struggle to help one another get registered. You know, all those could have been solved if there was early consultation and tell us. And now they're talking about a new card, isn't it?
Yes.
We are already carrying a card to go around, okay? I think the more things you make us carry, the more that it's going to cause problems. Like if we can, I think it would be best. Make things inclusive. Let us use the same as others. And that would be the best way to move forward. We don't want to be excluded, isn't it? We want to be included.
No, that's very clear. And I think also you made a very strong argument for consolidation, right? Just so that everybody knows what to do at all times.
Correct. And then, for example, all of us are using LRT with our IC because the My30, okay? Now, why can't they make the IC be the one to check in? Because everyone is going to use their IC. Instead of their travel card or the touch and go. So already you scan once using your IC to go into LRT stations, but that you have to scan again using your phone. So I think it's extra. Same as what you say, the consolidation, I know. It would be good if they can merge everything together.
Moses, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
All right, thank you.
That was Moses Chu, Executive Director of the National Council for the Blind, sharing his experience when it comes to contact tracing and participating in the SOPs that we are all expected to do now. So all that QR code scanning, the different apps, and also the importance of having that consolidation, just knowing what to do consistently so that everybody can participate in the Kita Jaga Kita initiative. If you'd like to share your experiences and thoughts on whether or not contact tracing at the moment is sufficiently inclusive, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.